Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm Paul Marks, your host, and we have a great show today with wonderful guests who are experts on the topic of today's show. So you own or manage multifamily properties. You're always looking for creative ways to lower your expenses and increase your NOI. Well, for the last decade, one Houston, Texas-based company, EconServe, has been helping multifamily properties across the United States dramatically cut their expenses and increase their property value. With this in mind, our topic today is, how can saving water increase your NOI and your property value? Joining me in the studio is Taylor Leach, the co-founder and president of EconServe, and we are fortunate to have Carlos Leach, who is considered the godfather of multifamily water conservation. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Godfather, I like
it. So, Carlos, I understand that... from Taylor, obviously there's a family connection there. You're his father, and I've heard Taylor tell the story many times of how you got started and how he followed in your footsteps with EconServe. When did you actually get started in multifamily water conservation? From what I understand, it was a couple of decades ago.
It was in 19 about the middle of January, February of 1993. I received a call from a friend of mine that I had known in banking. I was a banker and a small business owner prior to that. And we were talking, and I'd known that he had purchased a 100-unit minority apartment property here in Houston, Interloop property. So I asked him how it was going, and he said, I'm sorry you brought that up. He said, I'm going to let it go back to the bank. I said, well, you can't keep it rented. What's the problem? He said, no, I can keep it rented. He said, it was an all bills paid property, which was pretty common in that era. And he said, my water and sewer bill is higher than my mortgage payment. Hmm. And being an ex-banker, I thought, my gosh, what's wrong? So I said, I had some time to kill. So I offered to go out and walk the property and look at it, and it was, as we call it, it was just out of control. There were toilets running, faucets running, dripping, landscape was a mess. I thought he was growing rice out in his common area, not St. Augustine grass. So I said, I can help you with this, gave him a call, and I said, this isn't rocket science. I think we can figure this out. So I had contacted some previous employees that were looking for work, and we walked the property unit by unit, and we solved this problem and just did a high-grade maintenance for looked at everything that used water on the property. If it was misusing it, we fixed it. And he called me a couple of months later, got his bill, and he said, this is wonderful. He said, you saved this property. You saved my investment. And he said, I'm going to spread this around. And I said, well, don't do me any favors. I just did it as a one-time deal. But he had some friends of his that called me a couple of weeks later, and literally it grew from there.
So it started out as doing a favor, and it turned into a business for you.
That's correct. When we got into it, I had, began to, think in terms of maybe longer-term viability of the business. At the time, there were give or take 500,000 apartment units in Houston, Harris County, and by my guess, maybe 200,000 to 250,000 would qualify, meaning they had high per unit rates for water and sewer. And I thought, well, this will be good for 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And Keith and Taylor have done a wonderful job in maintaining it, and it's still a viable business. So it's lasted a heck of a lot longer than I thought it would.
And I would imagine back when you started doing this, or when you did that first project, there probably weren't a lot of water-saving devices like they have today on the market. I'm sure that water conservation was really not on the radar screen of people back then.
No, water conservation, well, you're absolutely right. Water conservation then was, we had a former mayor in Houston that would, he was who I considered my only competition. If there was an underground leak on a property and they had an unusually large water bill and then brought it under control the next month, he would file for what the city of Houston at that time called a leak adjustment. Mm-hmm. And he would get a money back and then take a percent of that. But nobody was trying to solve the problem on a long-term basis. There were very few items on the market, low-flow shower heads. Some of them had begun to show, and they were terrible in that you couldn't get any water out of them, and people hated them. They would take them off, or they would alter them with a ice pick and a hammer after the owner put them on. And they were not user-friendly, as we call it in the business. No, it's a different day now.
And so taking it a step further, my understanding is that some of the folks that called you after that first project, they probably didn't have the capital dollars to spend. So you creatively came up with and pioneered what is still being used today in the industry as a shared savings type program. Explain how that happened.
That's correct. We first began offering our contracts and was offering just saying we need cash up front. And water conservation was just not popular. People didn't believe, apartment owners didn't think it was possible. I would go in and tell them, look, I can knock 30% off this water bill. So I found out very quickly that if I wanted to stay in business and have a viable business, we had to offer some kind of financing. And it evolved from I would capture 100% of the savings for a period of time. That was popular for a while. That's how we sold our first contracts. But on some properties, we would save $10,000 to $15,000 a month. And when the owner would see that and would begin writing me those kind of checks on a monthly basis, they said, we want to share in this too. We need some immediate relief. So that's when we came up with the shared savings concept that I understand Taylor and Keith are still using to this day. What was interesting is that how the market evolved. So we would do a shared savings for a specific number of months, and then I figured would go away. Well, I had customers, owners say, so what happens next? And I thought, well, something's got to happen next if they want it to. So I began, and I think they even say today, water conservation is not a one-time fix. It's not like a roof or a parking lot. You fix it and forget about it. You have to continually maintain it, and it is a long-term problem that needs long-term solutions. And at the end of the day, I think that's what we did that nobody else did.
Well, and Taylor, in 1993, you were but a young child.
Younger, certainly younger than I am today. Yeah, younger.
And so you saw the beginnings of the industry and actually, I guess, participated when you had a chance to, when you were drafted by your dad to go out to the properties and help out. You've seen it change today. Before we go to a break, just kind of bring our audience back to where it stands today. Where does water conservation and multifamily stand today?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, originally, and of course, this is probably, I was in the early junior high, late junior high in the 1990s. And when my father was getting into the business, we would help him on the weekends or, you know, on holidays and go into the units and do the repairs ourselves and kind of learn from the ground up. But in those days, I'll never forget a story. A friend of ours was asking, he said, you know, so what are the devices? Are they just putting a brick in the toilet? And, and to be fair, that was an actual solution at that time was, mm-hmm. Hey, let's just put something in the tank of the toilet. But certainly the technology has evolved from sort of the crude brick in the tank of the toilet all the way through sort of, you know, my father had developed a simple program of retrofitting the actual toilet tank and shower heads and areas, drips and leak program, to now we generally replace the entire toilet with a high efficiency toilet that meets sort of the new standard and Low flow showerheads, aerators, and still the kind of the core of drips and leak repair. So it's kind of the evolution of at least products.
Yeah. So the big difference today is that they make products specifically for water conservation. When your dad started, there was nothing there. It was just fixing what you could fix.
Yeah. So I can't recall the guy's name. Maybe my dad can, but we used to get, there was one guy and I think he was out of New York somewhere and he'd send us a Christmas card. I think we might've been his only customer. I don't know, but, I don't know. Do you recall that guy's name, Dad?
He was he had the lease on the World Trade Towers.
Oh.
He was out of Canada when they had that crash, and he got out of that lease and started buying apartment properties then. No, I don't. Anyway, I'm sorry. He really put us on the map.
All right. Well, we got to take a break. We're going to be back with our second segment. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Well, we are back, and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing How can saving water increase your NOI and your property value? I'm Paul Marks, and joining me is Taylor Leach, the co-founder and president of eConserve, and Carlos Leach, who is considered the godfather of multifamily water conservation. And in our first segment, we discussed kind of the history of water conservation as it applies to multifamily and how it's changed and transitioned to where we are today. And just as a recap, Carlos, when you started, there was nothing out there that was really water conservation oriented. It was just getting creative and fixing drips and leaks, anything you could find. And now today, they actually make more water efficient fixtures and products, which are being installed. So, Taylor, I wanted to ask you: you started eConserve with your partner Keith about 10 years ago, and kind of move forward with what you had learned by working with your dad. Things have changed in the industry and in the apartment industry as far as the way properties are dealt with. I know back in the day when your father started, a lot of the properties were all bills paid. Now they're not all bills paid. The residents pay a portion of the water bills and utility bills, and we want to talk about that probably in the next segment. But things have changed in the industry, and you've had to adapt. So when you started eConserve 10 or so years ago, how did you start and what did you find as far as how it differed from when you remembered working with your dad?
Well, yeah. So when we started eConserve, our primary product offering was a toilet retrofit option. So what does that mean? That means that we would go into every unit, retrofit all the toilets with a brand new fill valve, flapper, and we'd fix anything, you know, handle or supply line that needed to be repaired, and then, of course, shower heads, aerators, and then drips and leaks. And so, you know, to be fair, not a lot. I mean, I was probably out of the business for 6 or 7 years, the gap between when I worked with my father and then, or maybe a little longer, maybe 8 years. And to be fair, not a lot had changed in that 8 year period. And I think primarily why was the technology in the toilets, of course, in the late 90s, there was a transition into the, you know, new construction could only have a 1.6 gallon toilet installed. And so what we found was that we could retrofit a 2.5 gallon or 3.5 gallon toilet to be just as efficient as a 1.6 gallon toilet. And you didn't have to replace the porcelain, and there wasn't that additional cost. So, you know, it really was, in our opinion, not really worth the extra cost to replace that porcelain. So in 10 years ago, when we started eConserve, that was our primary product. Now, fast forward 10 years, there are new products, these high-efficiency toilets. I mean, the one that we probably install the most is the Niagara Stealth product. It's a 0.8-gallon flush. And, you know, you just can't get an old toilet or old porcelain to be that efficient. I mean, really the only way you're going to get to that number is by replacing the entire toilet. I mean, it's the technology of the way the toilet flushes has completely changed. And so that's where we are today. Those are kind of that's probably the largest change in our industry. And it certainly has changed our business model, that's for sure.
And so the a typical program that you would implement on a property today would include the possibility of putting in brand new toilets, removing the old toilets and disposing of them and bringing in brand new toilets that are, you know, what I would consider super efficient as opposed to what was there, and as well as other devices. Kind of walk through what the program is and where you see the savings coming from for each device.
Yeah, so like you said, we go in. Kind of the first step of any conservation program is a front-end analysis. And so, you know, my dad sort of taught me, like, when you have to, you go into the unit, you have to see where the savings is going to come from. And, you know, that's really the critical piece to conservation is actually understanding, you know, a lot of deals, and you know, there's a lot of fool's gold in this industry where you think you're going to save money on this site, and for whatever reason, you're just not either A, going to save enough money to make it worthwhile, or B, maybe you don't save any at all, which is obviously worst case scenario. So, you know, kind of step one, we do this analysis, determine if we feel like if we can physically see where we're going to save money. If that's the case, step two is then we sort of identify, okay, if we do save you water, does that equal enough money to make this worthwhile? And so that's kind of our second step. And then, of course, if all of that adds up, we go in and go in and replace the toilets. And, you know, that's certainly not rocket science, but we have a crew of guys that go in, remove the old toilet, dispose of it, put down the new one, make sure it's working properly. And then we use, you know, so there's some, you know, today there is a Green Rewards program sponsored by Fannie and Freddie that has some requirements for shower head flow rate, aerator flow rate. And those are sometimes those are very challenging flow rates because here again, this property might be 70s construction, 80s construction that, you know, has a varying degree of historical maintenance done to it. And if you try to get as restrictive as like a 1.25 gallon per minute flow rate on a shower head, you're going to have some problems. I mean, you're just going to have some temperature fluctuation. I mean, it's very restrictive in that for that, plumbing system. So, you know, we generally, as we evaluate that, if I don't have a restriction by an engineer, we might use a little higher flow rate shower head that is, 2 gallon, 2.5 gallon per minute so that we can, you know, sort of manage some of those issues that come from water temperature fluctuation because of the age of the plumbing.
And maybe keep the resident happier.
Well, yeah, that's always the goal, right? We got to keep residents in the unit. There's no doubt about that. But and then, of course, just basic maintenance beyond that.
Yeah, and so fixing drips and leaks, you know, I would imagine that some managers or maintenance staffs on the sites think they have a pretty good handle on their drips and leaks. And in some cases, I'm sure they probably do. But do you generally find that that's a place that you can get some significant savings?
Yeah, we anticipate that, you know, probably of the total 100% savings that we're able to achieve, you know, anywhere from 20 to 30% is probably just unreported drips and leaks. So, yeah, I would say generally speaking, maintenance companies or management companies have a pretty good handle on reported drips and leaks.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, they don't. But for the most part, I think that they do. Where we really have the biggest impact is on anything that's unreported.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we go into a unit. You know, my dad will tell you. I mean, sometimes I'll never forget when we were I was younger. I walked into a unit and there was mold all over the shower, and I asked my dad. I was like, "What's going on?" And he's like, "Well, that shower runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and hot water." Mm-hmm. And it just blew my mind that that's the case. And so, I mean, that happens.
Yeah.
And you know, the resident just doesn't report it. They just rather let it run. And so, anyway, we make those repairs and fix that. You know, what we are not able to do really all that well is change behavior.
Sure.
Right? Like what we, you know, when we go into a site and, you know, when we go and install, we are not there to really change anyone's behavior. We're there sort of to make just their behavior more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are programs, national programs now that are trying to change behavior, which I think are very interesting. But, you know, we don't have any sort of impact on that.
And I think that's kind of the consensus. I've talked to several management companies that are around the country in different places where there have been droughts, and the whole community pulls together while they're in a drought situation, and they cut back on the amount of time they spend in the shower and things like that. But then, as soon as the drought's over, they seem to go back to their normal behavior or the behavior they had before. So it's changing behavior, I would imagine, would be something that would be very difficult in the long term. Carlos, real quick, before we go to a break, I just wanted to ask you, when you were doing this and they were all bills paid, they probably was no incentive for the residents to report any drips and leaks because they weren't paying the bills.
Yeah, that's right. Now, other than the nuisance factor, mm-hmm. we would run into when we would, you know, begin our program, we would have residents tell us, you know, I've reported this and it keeps me awake at night, and they put a pan under it, you know, under the faucet or whatever, and the maintenance man just hadn't made it by yet.
Mm-hmm.
And part of our selling then was, of course, an owner would say, well, you know, why do I need your service? I've got full-time maintenance people doing it. And I said, well, put yourself in a maintenance man's position. It's August. It's 110 degrees in Houston. You've got 10 work orders, 3 or 4 drips and leaks, and the others are ACs that aren't working. What are you going to work first? What are you going to let slide till tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I said, we are another layer of maintenance on this property focused just on water to help your existing effort out. And that seemed to make sense.
Yeah, it certainly does. It certainly does. Well, we are going to take a break in just a second. I do want to remind our listeners that if you'd like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or listen to any of our archived episodes, you can go to our website for Multifamily Matters, which is www.multifamilyradio.com. Carlos, thank you so much for being with us. I know you have to move on, and we're going to continue on with our final two segments of the show in just a minute after these breaks. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Multifamily properties' water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing how can saving water increase your NOI and property value. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me is Taylor Leach, the co-founder and president of EconServe. I want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Ted W. Allen and Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. So, Taylor, we've kind of covered the history of water conservation and what a basic program could include today. As you said in the last segment, everything starts with an analysis for the client. If you do an analysis for the client, is there a charge for that?
No, we do it free of charge.
And so the analysis tells you what about a property?
Yeah, sure. So it tells us all the details we need to know as to, you know, if this deal, if it's a worthwhile effort to save water at this particular site. And so, you know, in the city of Houston specifically, you've got obviously the city of Houston Water, but we have many other municipalities or MUDs in the area, and all of those have varying water rates and tariffs. So we evaluate each site based on its own consumption, its own, you know, billing rate. And then to make a determination of whether or not it's worth moving forward.
And you work all over the country, so you're constantly reviewing in these analysis the water rates for different municipalities in different parts of the country.
We do, yes. So we operate right now probably in about 27 different states. We're always evaluating water costs throughout the country, for sure.
So where are you seeing the places that make the most sense? I'm sure water rates drive a lot of whether it's a worthwhile project to do. And I'm sure that you can save water, but what may make it or might not make it worthwhile is what the water rates are in that area, or how the bills are how they charge for their rate structure. And in multifamily, that can vary from place to place. What are some of the things you see with that?
Yeah, so, you know, in markets like Atlanta or Boston, Massachusetts, or you know, where the water rates are super high and it's all consumption driven, meaning if I use 1,000 gallons, I'm billed for every 1,000 gallons that I use. So the more I use, the obviously the more the bill will be. And in those markets, you know, those are known as just, you know, high tariff markets, and they're very expensive. Where things get a little more complicated, so in there's some markets in Florida where there's a high fixed rate, so meaning, you know, you've got a per unit cost, or several MUDs in the city of Houston have the same issue where maybe you have a $40 or $50 per unit fixed cost for water and sewer, but the variable rate is very low. So, you know, you might use a lot of water, but it doesn't really cost you that much more because obviously the variable cost is lower. And so we see a varying of rates across the country. And of course, that's really the key to making a successful, at least financially successful, water conservation program.
So in order to do the analysis, you've really got to delve in and dig down and find out how that municipality is charging for water. And what you're saying, I guess, is that in some of those water providers are charging, when you say per unit, per apartment unit basis.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, and so even though you could save consumption, it may not save anything on their water bill, or save a lot on their water bill because of that.
That's correct.
Okay, so do you find that your clients, that when you're talking to them and about doing the analysis, that they themselves understand that, or are you educating them on how they're being charged?
You know, obviously it varies, but yeah, I would say, you know, 90% of the time, because we're looking at large portfolios generally, where maybe the person, the sustainability director, doesn't, you know exactly what the water rates are in that area, that yeah, they are looking at a financial statement that says, hey, we've got a high, you know, high cost in this market, but they don't necessarily know what that cost is or why. And so we'll get into the sort of the detail of that for that person. You know, originally when we started the business, most of our owners were sort of one and two. You know, they may own three properties or two properties in a market, and they were clearly very aware of what their water rates were. So, yeah, just sort of depends on the owner.
Sure. And so you do the analysis, and once you complete the analysis, you're able to quantify how much potential savings financially that the owner will get?
Yeah. So, you know, a big part of our business is getting that right. You know, because of the nature of our program, where we're putting up 100% of the money up front, like we're making all the improvements, it's at 100% our risk. We've got to get that part right. We've got to know that if I implement this program, my anticipated annual savings is X. And if that's not the case, then, you know, kind of the fortunate part for the owner, it really only costs me at eConserve money, not necessarily the owner, because I'm the one that's 100% at risk. And we're just simply sharing in the savings that I can create. So, yeah, I mean, we give a savings estimate, and it better be right. And fortunately for us, you know, we're pretty good at that.
Yeah,
I would say that's you know, what we're really good at, actually.
So let's cover that just for a second, because when your father was on the phone in the first segment, we talked about how he kind of pioneered this shared savings business model that you've continued on today with eConserve. And what does that entail as far as what's the obligation of the owner to implement the program, and what's the obligation of eConserve?
Yeah, so, and this probably speaks the most to your topic today, to be honest, you know, how to increase net operating income. I mean, so, yeah, our program, you know, once we offer an agreement, it's at no upfront cost to the owner, okay? So all we're asking for is the opportunity to go in, install our equipment, and we will do that 100% at our risk. We'll evaluate the water bills each month, and then we'll bill for our portion of the savings. You know, so in our toilet replacement program, our general split is 80-20, where we keep 80% of the savings, owner keeps 20. And, you know, benefit to the owner is that tomorrow their bill will be less, you know, hopefully to the tune of, you know, 20%. And, you know, there's no risk to that owner. So, you know, obviously there's an immediate increase in net operating income and, of course, value to the deal. And then, of course, once we go away, once we've earned our contract value, then, of course, they get 100% of the savings. And then that's another significant boost to their...
How? What's the target time frame for you getting your money back and going away so that they can start to capture 100% of the savings?
Generally, our goal is to be, you know, off the site within 24 to 36 months. You know, depends on the deal. Depends on the comfort level of the owner. You know, some of the owners would like to be a little more aggressive, and so they're willing to have a little longer payback, and so we can take a little more marginal deal, and it'll pay back within a, you know, maybe a 4-year time frame. But generally speaking, we like to be done 24 to 36 months.
And you find most owners are okay with that, because if they can't earn that on their money by putting it in the bank.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it's an infinite return to them. You know, they have no out-of-pocket dollars invested in this deal, so it should be only savings paying for the program. And so, yeah, it's generally very successful for the owner. Should be, is. You know, I think that we have customers that would attest to we create real value. You know, we are able to go in and absolutely create value for these owners. And they're able to, you know, and that with the new, or not new, but with the GPLP, with a general partner, limited partner setup, you know, we are hopefully able to help that general partner, you know, meet their return requirements to their limited partners, and hopefully boost those returns in year one and two when it can be most lean for the limited partners or you know, for the general partners to return, you know, help that increasing the return on investment to the investment group.
And I would imagine that if you're increasing the NOI, you're also increasing the property value based on what the cap rate is at that time if they wanted to put the property on the market.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so what you're saying is on the shared saving basis, what happens if the savings don't meet the projections?
Yeah. So hypothetically, if there are no savings compared to the historical baseline that we've created, then we don't bill the owner for anything. He's not out of pocket. I mean, you know, generally that owner's upset because we weren't able to meet our, you know, this doesn't happen, by the way. I mean, I'm not saying it has never happened, but generally speaking, it doesn't happen. You know, where we don't meet or we don't have any savings, they don't pay anything. Benefit to the owner is he hasn't paid anything.
Right.
You know, he has some new equipment that maybe he's not saving him money, but of course he's not out of any pocket any money. Now, if we say anticipated a 40% savings and say we're getting a 25% savings, and that just sort of increases the length of the agreement so that our internal return, our rate of return for eConserve is much, much lower because we have a much longer paid back. But at the end of the day, there's no increased cost to the owner. It's the same agreement. It just took us longer to recoup our money.
Yeah.
And then we ultimately will go away.
And as far as the program itself, you are doing the today's times, I guess you're replacing toilets for the most part. You're fixing the drips and leaks. You're changing out shower heads and aerators, and the owner pays nothing up front, and you take all the risk.
Yep, in a nutshell.
Sounds like a pretty good deal. I guess the question that we're going to talk about or the topic we want to continue on in our fourth segment that's going to be coming up is going to be what are some other ways that these deals are getting financed today? And we kind of touched a little bit on the Green Rewards programs, and I think that's something that, from what I understand, been popular and doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon. So we're going to talk about that in the next segment. We're going to take a break right now. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. eConserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call eConserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we're back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing how can saving water increase your NOI and property value. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me is Taylor Leach, the co-founder and president of eConserve. I want to remind our listeners again that if you would like to make show topic suggestions or guest suggestions or listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, you can go to www.multifamilyradio.com. Taylor, you know, we've kind of talked about the program, and obviously water rates are not going down. They're going up and are forecasted to go up each year. There's infrastructure issues, I guess, that water purveyors have, and they have to increase rates in order to pay for those things. So the fact that that EconServe offers an opportunity for the property owner, management company, to be able to do something about those water rates and kind of help to negate the effect on their property is important. And budget time, which we're kind of in right now for the multifamily industry, is a busy time for you.
Yeah, no question. It absolutely is.
So one of the things that caused me to want to do this show is I happened to be at a multifamily event in Dallas last week and was listening to a panel discussion on what's going on in the value-add market. And on the panel was Dave Marcinkowski, who is one of the partners and runs Madera Residential. And he actually stood up and said, when it came his turn to talk about something, that they use doing water conservation as a way to recoup some earnings, and that they use EconServe. And he said even though they have a allocation program where they build back residents, they see it as important because if they can lower the utility costs for the residents, they can increase rents. And what are you finding as far as that with when people are either rubbing or allocating back their utilities?
Yeah, so we find that in that space, that value-add space, that you have to be creative because it's very competitive and the margins are really thin, right? I mean, you know, deals are being bought at on a six cap and, you know, and the rate of return is really razor thin. And so what can you do as an owner to be competitive or more competitive than your competitor? Mm-hmm. Well, one of those, you know, and of course, years ago when RUBS became a thing, all right, so, you know, allocating your water costs back to your tenant, that became a thing you could do. That was the answer, mm-hmm. right, is, hey, let's just simply push this back onto the resident, and then that way it's no longer our responsibility. Well, so fast forward, you know, whatever it's now been, 15, 20 years since that was a possibility. What we find is that not only, you know, I mean, that was a good idea, but it's also become very competitive as well. So when, as a resident is shopping or as a resident is looking around, utility expense becomes a question that's asked. And then, of course, we also find that it's a large complaint when it's out of control. So, mm-hmm. you know, in that value add space, we are able to reduce the cost of water to that resident. Now, does the resident receive the lion's share of the benefit? For sure, because you're billing, they're responsible for, you know, 75, 85, whatever the case may be, percent of that utility bill. However, we have found that residents are A, happier because their utility cost goes down after we implement our program. And sort of B, it also gives the opportunity for that owner to push rents, mm-hmm. right? So they have then the ability to go up on a renewal because they are below market effectively for the total cost. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, a resident can only bear so much expense.
Sure.
And so, you know, at the end of the, you know, an owner would like to have as low a utility cost as possible and put more rent back in their pocket, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's basic. And so we allow an owner to be able to do that more competitively. And so again, in today's day where margins are razor thin, we are a great option where, one, it doesn't cost them any money or there's no capital expense to the owner to implement our program. We're doing it all through potentially savings. And secondly, you know, they're able to push rents where they can.
Are you finding when you're talking to owners that they may or may not have a good handle on what they're actually recouping from their allocations? In other words, they have the right to recoup 90% of the total bill, but maybe they're actually, and they think they're getting that, but maybe they're actually only getting 75%. Does that happen?
Yeah, it absolutely happens. So yeah, as in our analysis, during our free analysis, that's one of the things that we're going to take a look at for the owner. We're going to see, you know, what portion of the water bill are they actually recouping? Okay. And, you know, could they potentially, you know, maybe they're not recouping as much as they could. Or in some cases, now, you know, the larger billing companies have done a great job of dealing with this, but in some cases, they're not billing accurately mm-hmm. or appropriately. And so we'll sort of give them our feedback. It's free advice. It's worth what they paid for it, and that's nothing. But, you know, we'll give them our advice, and we'll come up with a plan if it works. Now, we'll be the first to say, hey, look, your water bills are, you know, could we save you money? Yeah, we probably could. But at the end of the day, you're not going to really recoup that much savings on this deal. Your water bills are within reason. I mean, I personally had this conversation yesterday with an owner here in town. And at the end of the, you know, we ultimately decided that this is probably a stand back and watch situation. Let's see where the water bills go mm-hmm. over the next 7 months. And then once they are going to try to market the deal to sell, then we'll sort of potentially decide whether it makes sense then to implement a plan or not.
So basically, when if an owner is allocating or rubbing their utilities back to the resident, it still makes sense to go ahead and have the analysis, because the worst case scenario, you're going to tell them, hey, you're doing a great job, or there's not really an opportunity here. And they're going to have that education, and they can move on and make business decisions based on accurate information.
Yeah, we feel like, I mean, at eConserve, our real goal, we're not out just trying to peddle new toilets, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we truly are trying to be a consultant.
Right.
You know, we want to go in, we want to evaluate a site, and we want to give the best information we can back to the owner so that they can make the best decision they can.
Yeah.
And I mean, that really is the goal. Because at the end of the day, and as my father alluded to, this is a business that that needs longevity mm-hmm. and that has to be sustainable.
Right.
And so, you know, at the end of the day, we have to take care of our customer, we have to give them the appropriate advice, and we have to implement plans that work.
And you mentioned peddling new toilets, and when we were talking about the 70s and 80s product that you come across, that they have these big tanks on these toilets that look like they're from that vintage. The toilets that you're using now, do they look different? Does it give potentially the perception of a upgrade in the bathroom?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, the new design or the design of newer toilets are certainly much nicer than they used to be. They're much more sleek design, and they have different ways to. There are options for kind of flush style and that sort of thing, or where the handle is located, that kind of thing. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's a good point. Unfortunately, I guess aesthetically, I'm more financially minded. I'm looking at the financial side of it, but truly, it is a brand new product that goes into the unit. So it looks new, fresh. It freshens up the look of the restroom. So, yeah, absolutely. I think there's value in that. I don't know how much, but I do think that it's there for sure.
Okay. Let's talk for a second, as we've alluded to it in previous segments, about the Green Rewards program. And that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have green rewards programs where they offer incentives to owners on either new financing on a new property or purchasing a new property or a refinancing. How has that affected the industry, and where do you see that going?
Yeah, so I mean, I certainly think it has absolutely had a positive impact on the industry. They are offering a discount on interest rate and some LTV, you know, change of value or for an owner if they participate in this program. They are providing the capital to do it. And so therefore, there are some requirements that must be met that an engineer comes up with. I don't know that I just necessarily always agree with the calculation behind mm-hmm. what they decide, but I certainly do agree that there's real savings to be had by implementing the plan that they propose. And so... yes, so there is green reward money out there, and it's, you know, for I believe new purchases and refis, mm-hmm. and certainly it's a great way to finance these deals. I will say that eConserve is in the business also of financing these programs, and so, you know, if the green reward option is not an option, then we are a great option. Now, what we've also found is that some owners participate in that green rewards program, but also participate in our shared savings program, which enables them to you know, use capital in a different way, but still meet the requirements of the lender. So, you know, there are certainly a lot of options that can be done with the rewards program.
Two things. One is, if somebody has a property and they've got green rewards financing, eConserve can implement the requirements of the financing as it pertains to the water conservation. And secondly, you're flexible in the way you could look at that property and analyze that property from the standpoint of doing some type of a shared savings program where they can utilize those dollars they got from the financing for some other purpose.
That's correct.
That's great. I mean, that gives them some options. And speaking of flexibility, you also, if a property is marginal, as far as when you do your analysis, it shows that it's marginal on the savings. Your eConserve has some flexibility in being able to offer some other financing options or ways to look at it?
Yeah. So that happens a lot, where we do an analysis and we say, hey, look, this is maybe a 5-year payback, which is outside of kind of our comfort zone. But if it's still something you'd like to move forward with, we sort of come up with a creative way to finance that. And, you know, we find that, you know, I mean, owners are definitely interested in that option. And kind of one of the benefits of working with a company like eConserve is that we have real flexibility. I mean, we would consider ourselves experts in analyzing water consumption data and understanding whether or not a property would benefit from conservation. How we finance that, I mean, there are really smart people in this space that have great ideas as well. So we certainly don't say that we're the end-all be-all in terms of financing these deals. But when an owner, you know, has a need and we can identify what the potential of that need is, then we're open to other options in financing. So, yeah, I mean, for sure, we will evaluate different programs for sure.
So in recapping, you said everything starts and begins with the analysis, and there's no cost for the analysis. Very quickly, what do you need to give our listeners an idea in order to do an analysis?
Yes, so we just sort of need the basics of the site, right? So where is the site located? How many units? What's the unit mix? That sort of thing. And then we need some historical data in terms of water bills. We like 12 months, if that's possible. But, you know, it depends on how long the deal's been owned by that particular owner. But, yeah, we'd start with 12 months worth of historical water data, some occupancy data for that same period. And we'll take it from there. We will ultimately do an on-site audit, right, which is pretty simple. I mean, it's not very intrusive. We like to look at a few vacant units and kind of see for ourselves what's at the site. And then based on that, we'll tell you what we think. And that's free.
Okay, great. Well, if someone wants to get in touch with eConserve, how can they do that?
Listen to the show. It's our phone number is in the commercial. But, yeah, so you're welcome to call us, 713-662-3220. You can send me an email. My email is wtleach, L-E-A-C-H, at econservellc.com. Or you can visit our website at econservellc.com.
Great. Well, thanks to you, and thanks to your father for joining us today. We will be back next Friday at 10 a.m. and every Friday with another great topic and power panel of experts in the industry. Thank you for tuning in. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.